Zach. Happy birthday from Damon Johnson, and from me,
Susie. Now, I know that you like the
Ding King, and you're a basketball writer, and you're a huge Nicolas Cage fan. You're the only Nicolas Cage fan that I know, okay? The only one is you, Zach, all right? And, you know, what can I tell you? It's your fucking birthday. You're really fucking old, Zach. And wash your fucking hands, and wear your fucking mask, but for your birthday.
Wilson! Wilson, where are you? Wilson! 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 Wilson, where are you?
Pretty good.
What's the weather like there?
Man, I cannot complain. It is moderate. Like, the sun is out. It's like 50 degrees in the afternoon. It's great. I have zero complaints. I know Northeast is nice and chilly and snowy, so...
Not now.
Has it gotten nicer? Has the snow melted?
Warm out today. Everything's melting right now.
Nice. Are the kids disappointed about that?
No.
Oh, they didn't like playing around in the snow? Or is it one of those things where it's like fun for like 2 days and then it's like, all right, we're over it?
I mean, it's kind of like that. And then the snow gets all dirty. Even though in our yard, I was looking at it last night actually, because there's areas where it's still untouched. I don't help matters much because I tell the kids all the dangers about snow.
Like the dirt and like how just nasty it can get, like
eating it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, we had this huge storm on Sunday, right? It lasted all the way into Tuesday night. And it's the longest storm I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
It was endless. This thing is like started Sunday night and then Monday, like, because it wasn't like the way we were being told was it wasn't really going to start till Monday afternoon, but that was false. It started Sunday night because I was driving home and I was like, dude, there's no plows. Because usually when you go out, if it's snowing, there's plows. So they knew it was going to be long, I guess. And so they delayed the plows until Monday.
Yeah.
And so I was driving home. And it was really strange because it's just, you don't ever get that where you're like, no one's plowing. and then on Tuesday, right around like, it was snowing in the morning and then it got real heavy at like 2, 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon. And then these huge, monstrous winds started coming in, right? Because what happened was there's this huge body of moisture that came in from the ocean that collided with this other thing that was coming from the west. And it's like a kind of like a perfect storm situation. And then what happened was they slowed each other down and then they stagnated up the East Coast. It was continued even until like Wednesday and Thursday with Maine. But it was crazy. Tuesday was nuts because like they shut down everything. And because I went out looking for food. Yeah. I had my wife's car, the four-wheel drive. So it was kind of fun because there was no one on the road.
Right.
And I was like looking for food. Everything was shut down. Like maybe I finally found the grocery stores get kept open because they're emergency.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it started with the predictions like, we're going to get 2 inches. And then it became four, six, eight. You're going to get 2 feet.
So wait.
It kept going up and up and up.
When was the prediction? Because I thought New York got hit before you guys did. So like, wouldn't that give you guys an idea of how much snow y'all are getting?
Not really, because it came up from if you watch these storms, the way they track, they come up from the southeast, these really large scale storms that I think the front of this one was 1500 miles, you know, so it all just kind of comes over together. And so by the time, the other thing is you get cloud coverage all together, right? So the storm conditions kind of start and then they all kind of just happens all at once now. It's not like it used to be where you would know from looking west, oh, okay, we're getting that. It just kind of comes in, it swoops up from like Texas and your area and then kind of just envelops the whole Northeast and then it all just happens, you know. But with this one, like I said, right when it got to where like the New York, right when it got to New York, essentially is when this other body started pushing up from the Atlantic and collided and stagnated, created all different types of snow. So during the storm, it was like, oh, this type of snowfall. And then, now it's a different type of snowfall. Oh, now it's another type of snowfall. And then the fucking hurricane winds coming on. It's just like the weatherman is just crazy.
The weatherman?
The predictions.
My dad made this comment the other day because it rained out of nowhere. And he was like, the way he said it, he was just like, I can't believe that they didn't tell us it was going to rain. And I was just like, you realize that, what is it? Meteorology? Is that what weather? Yeah. It's like, it's not an exact science, right? Like they're never 100% correct.
You know, it's funny though. Cause it's funny you said meteorology. Cause when I was getting frustrated, I wasn't really getting frustrated either. I've come to expect this. But I just said, you know, I don't know the history of meteorology. So I started looking into it. And as I was learning, after World War II, the United States sent up so many weather satellites, so many. It was almost like, it's almost like an untold history, you know, because it was all military for the most part and government stuff. And it's almost as if the Apollo missions and the space missions kind of masked all that stuff happening, you know, like in the way it is today, like with SpaceX and people like, we're going to Mars, we're going to go back to the moon, etc. But they're shooting up rockets every day in Florida that are sending up these satellites, these little micro satellites that are now creating like a space fence, if you will. You know what I mean? But you don't hear about that. You only hear about these trips to Mars and the moon. And then, of course, the other day, Elon shot up his grain rocket thing and it crashed. The grain silo ship, whatever it is.
It did look like a little silo.
I mean, so you hear a lot of the focus is always on we're going into space as humans. But meanwhile, they're sending up satellites like they did in the 1950s after World War II. That enabled them to really get an idea of how the weather works. Now, the thing that I find interesting is that you could actually go forward in time with all this sophisticated technology and look 6, 7, 8 months into the future and know exactly what it's going to be like in November, more or less. in general terms, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, the percentage of, like, exactly when it's going to rain is what my dad was. My dad was like, I can't believe they didn't tell me it was exactly going to rain at, like, 2:07 p.m. And I was just like, Dad, I don't think that's how this shit works. Like, I think they give
me,
like,
I mean, I'd be pissed, too. I get it.
Well, no, but it's just like, when has this thing, when have the weather guys ever been like 100% reliable? Like, I feel like you're kind of, if you put all your faith in them and always trust them, I don't know, maybe this is because living in New Orleans, you mm-hmm. just always run the chance of it raining for so long. Like, you just get used to, like, you should never leave your windows cracked because, you know, it's probably, like, going to rain at some point. Like,
it's similar to when I used to go to the Caribbean. You get these rainstorms out of nowhere. They're those things are impossible to predict. And you just kind of say, oh, that's life. That's, I mean, it was hot, right? When it happened?
Yeah, usually in the summer. It's always like in the summer. It's mm-hmm. always unpredictable. Like, during the summer, it can rain any given time and it'll be like pouring showers for like 5 minutes. And then the rest of the day will be totally sunny. And it's like, it will have been nowhere in the forecast at all. Like, I'll be like, great day to leave my windows cracked in my car. So because it's, you know, like, just to let out some air, downward. Get some sun, and then it'll just like pour. And like, yeah, it happens all the time. And so I don't know, maybe just because I lived in a situation like that for so long that I just got used to being like, I just don't put that much faith. It's like, it's good to have a general idea, sure. But like, I've just, you know, stay ready for any situation.
There's an interesting thing though going on that I've truly noticed this past week, and it never dawned on me. But I was tracking the storm that happened to us on Sunday for the last 2 weeks, maybe even longer, because the people that I follow are using these other tools that show you, like, this is what's going to happen in 2 weeks. So as you get closer to present day, the more reliable the forecast is. But what weather people do, especially on local TV, that's really the, you know, the channel of what most people follow. You'll see they do this kind of 5-day outlook. We can't really be sure what it's going to do. And so what they actually do is, they hyper microtize the areas in which you live, right? So in general, like, we knew that storm was coming for 2 weeks, and now you can look into the future and see there's other big storms that are going to hit the East Coast. But it's funny to me, they don't tell you about this stuff until days before. And when they do tell you, they're mystified as to what it's going to do. You know what I mean? But meanwhile, you know, there's a certain advantage of knowing that a huge storm is going to hit 2-3 weeks beforehand, because then you can be like, shit, maybe we should get a generator. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now stock up on water or whatever.
Right. But what they do is they wait until last moment and then they create a panic, you know? And so what's interesting to me is, like, they always tell you how chaotic this
information
new
is available on, like, weather.com and stuff. Like, you can go.
Not really, though. You have to go to more sophisticated places that are kind of like, they show you the satellite imagery. Then you have to put in the parameters.
Also, again, not to bring up my experience living in New Orleans, but like, when it's hurricane season, you just get used to like checking.
They give you the 10 day on those sites, right? You can go out 10 days, but they don't show you satellite imagery. It's all data. You know what I mean? So I'm talking about places you actually can go and see, oh, this is what's going to happen, where the rainfall is going to be, where the ice is going to be, where the snow is going to be, etc. It's not finite, like, to the point of when it gets here, you're going to have a better picture, especially in terms of being in Hartford versus Simsbury. They always do this. Simsbury's going to get 4 inches, but Hartford's going to get 6. I'm like, what's the difference? We're all getting the storm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just funny to me because they tell you how chaotic the climate is these days. But they know exactly what's going to happen in October. I find that to be mystifying. It's like a paradox to me. You know what I mean? But they don't like to tell people. And now, if you look on Google, just type in 5G and weather prediction, right? You'll see there's this thing now being sold to the people that 5G is going to interrupt weather predicting. And I'm just like, how is this possible? How can an advanced technology make weather prediction worse?
Yeah, that's right, Zach. I don't know.
That's right, baby. You there?
Agreed. I don't know what you said, but agreed.
Have we showered?
Oh my God. One of the best showers I've ever had.
Dude, sometimes it's showered? Such an underrated feeling when you're like, I just need a shower so bad. And then you get to shower and it's like, this is like, I fucking love showers so much. Like,
I'm a shower every day. I'm a shower every day person. And I missed it yesterday. So I had worked out. And then once I found out, like I wasn't like Aaron and I weren't going to hang out. I was just like, oh, whatever. I'll shower before I go to bed. And then I was tired and a little high. And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed. Because I just didn't have the motivation to do anything. And I was like, I feel terrible. I feel gross, but I'm going to wake up early before radio. I'm going to shower. I'm going to be ready to start my day. And then I just hit snooze until I had to get up for radio. And the whole time I'm doing radio, I can smell me. And I'm like, I don't have body odor issues, right? Like I never do.
Right.
I can work out and I don't really smell bad, right? I'm pretty good with that. But I could smell myself. Not even like, oh, I'm sniffing down. I could just smell myself existing. And I'm just like, like, as soon as this thing, we have a hard out at 58:30. As soon as it hits 58:40, like that water is on. I am running straight there.
I won't lie. Sometimes I enjoy these scents that emanate from myself.
There was nothing enjoyable about how.
Settle down, Jade.
And it depends. Like, I remember sometimes working, like, after, like, working an event, and it would be, like, it would have been, like, a 16-hour day for me, and just by the end of that day, it's just, like, even if all I've been sitting is, like, sitting around, like, counting money or, like, just doing little things here and there, not a bunch of active stuff, but it's just, like, and I'm also a shower, like, I say I shower on average 1.75 times a day because it's between two, and three, like, on any given day.
I'm 1.5.
So by the time, like, 16 hours accumulated, I'm just, like, the only thing I can think of. And it's like there's 0% chance I'm hitting the bed until I get a shower in because it's like
I'm still trying to figure out Eden's fraction of a shower. Is it because it's shorter? Because if it's shorter, it's still a shower. Are you just showering like your legs?
Sometimes you don't wash your hair.
No hair.
That is a shower. That's a shower. That's a shower. I don't know.
Yeah, because if I'm taking a shower, Eden.
Yeah, but.
your hair is only body hair, Jade.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what are you discriminating, Eden?
I'm talking about like.
Oh, it's not a full shower if your hair doesn't.
That
get
means
wet,
that
Eden?
My shower is just the 0.5 every day.
I'm saying average number of times a shower because sometimes it's closer to twice. And then days I work out, it's only like once a day. So if you take the average of that, sometimes it averages out to like 1.75.
I'm with you.
You just learned he's been taking baths this whole time.
I'm with you. No, we found out that Jade hasn't taken a full shower since he was like 17. According to
I still had hair then. Wasn't until 31? 31.
Which is weird because you're 28 years old.
28.
I'm so clean right now. Oh my God, I feel amazing. I feel rejuvenated. Like I'm ready to go.
That's why I take them.
Yeah.
I take showers for the energy boost.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel amazing. I feel like a new person.
Yeah. It's just showers are underrated, man. Like such underrated. Like properly rated. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
properly love rated. Yeah. And let me like if you have the shower head that can absolutely just like fire hose you. You know, where you can adjust it and it hits and it just like it's just pelting you. It is Kevin Pelton. Like that is like it is Pelton. Like you would not believe. Like that I always switch it up throughout the shower where like, you know, I'll have the regular stream and then at a certain point, like, yo, it's time to destroy me with this water.
Yeah, like the massage. It's almost like hitting you with the massage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A hotel has that. Like
I get that action.
And it's like, rare that a hotel has that, right? Like hotel showers suck.
They have those super thin streams, those lines of rain.
And I'm like, no, I came here. I'm paid for the water that I'm using. Like,
blast me.
The full force.
Yeah.
We're not doing the pressure control here. Or
a property manager, Emeka Okafor, was looking for a place and he just walked into every single apartment and the only thing he wanted to check was the shower. Just walked right into the shower, see how tall it was. He didn't care if it was a one bedroom, a three bedroom, whatever. which apartment has the nicest shower?
Yeah, like best water pressure. Yo, I keep getting like, and I expect Instagram to do its job now to show me like the best shower heads. Like I've seen the ones like there was this one time I stayed at Airbnb, and it was like one of those giant square shower heads that covered like a whole square foot. Probably, I don't know, I'm making the square footage up, but it's like a rain shower where rain it's shower. Like, where it's just like steady stream, but it's like, it covers mm-hmm. your whole body. Like on top, you stand under it and it is just like a full, awesome. It's like standing under a waterfall. I was like, this yeah. is the most amazing oh, shower like ever.
So here's it. I had a girlfriend once whose mom's house had a shower where it was that, and then like multiple shower heads around, like on the side.
Yes, so you were like getting the hit side jets. All, yeah. Was,
oh my god, that's the best shower I've ever had. No,
that is the way to live. Like,
oh,
one day. That is
yeah. My goal. One day. That's when I know. That's when I know I've made it.
Yes. Right?
When I have that shower, I don't care what jalopy of a house it's know, in. When I have that shower,
just the bathroom, I'll know, like, the shower. Yeah,
I've yeah. done it.
Made it. Made it, Mom. Glad we all agree.
Where's Waz?
Waz can't do it today.
Out.
An emergency.
Oh, he did?
He just hit the chat. Yeah, he just hit the chat.
God damn!
Got an emergency. All right. Ian, you have love questions?
I do have love questions. Sometimes these questions, like, we're all a little older, but we have like younger listener base. So some of the questions, just try to like think about it, like think back for when we were like closer to like early mid 20s, you know, sort of perspective.
We're all Jade's age.
Yeah. So, or a little, even a little younger, maybe. Well, actually, no, I don't know. With this, age is included here. But anyway, so this is an anonymous love question. Recently went on my first Hinge date. It was great. She was smart, witty, confident, perfect, etc. Amazing conversation. Ask her out again, this time cooking dinner at my movie at my place because I don't want to be out in like crowded places as much as possible. Before coming over, she texts, "Just so you know, I plan on keeping things PG tonight." And he replies, "I completely respect you setting that expectation." Date is going well, and then start talking, and then she drops the bomb that she has never had sex before. The age range is actually 30.
So 31. Super PG.
Yes. But so basically the asker of this question was surprised, and the situation's not like, it's not like religious. She's not like saving herself. It's just hasn't really happened. And he said it was like sort of like 40-year-old virgin style. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but yeah, like sometimes, you know, it just,
you get close and it something goes wrong is what happens in the 40-year-old virgin. It
happens sometimes. And so he wants to be respectful of boundaries and not like not progress physical touch like under you would under normal circumstances. And just sort of looking for advice for how to approach this situation and like how to, like, he's worried about like maybe if he's taking things too slow that he's losing out on opportunity there too. Like, just any sort of advice or thoughts we have for our guy here. My first thoughts are, it's hard to say, but like definitely try to ask, like, just, I don't think there's, and I know that I sound like a broken record when I just talk about like communicating, but like, especially in situations like this. Yeah. Like it's okay, I think, to just be like, hey, like, what are you comfortable with? Like, you can, you know, just lay it out. Like, if you aren't sure, or like sometimes if you, especially if you want to be like respectful, like it's not, it's okay to just straight up ask, I think, it's rather than risk just not wanting to make a move and then not knowing, or like overstepping a boundary, because like, what are the boundaries? You don't know unless you communicate about it. Like, sometimes it can be nonverbal, but like in situations where it's more of like an extreme, like if this person's a virgin, like their communicating might not be as clear as some people that have like, that are more experienced with communicating via body language, or, you know, like the light touches leading up to, you know, the more other kind of touching. So.
Right. Yeah. I think actually it being a Hinge connection might make it easier to have that conversation because you don't really know them, right? Like, I actually think that that can be something where you can be like, look, I think we should just be, you know, open and honest about that. Now, they may not end up being comfortable with that. And and then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I actually think that I'm with you. Like, communication is the biggest part of any relationship, right? And so I think that if you can have that conversation, if you can be comfortable in that, if you can make them comfortable in that conversation, because you're right, Eden, that's probably not something they have a lot of experience communicating, just in general, right? And so I think if you can establish that open pathway of communication, that's going to be the best thing. And then again, if that ends up causing it to fall apart, then the communication probably wasn't going to be there for the relationship anyway between you two. And sometimes that stuff just doesn't line up, and that's okay.
And sometimes, like, you can put it out there and it just might take a little longer for them to become comfortable with communicating. And that's okay too. Sure. It just might take a little bit of, like, trial and error for as far as, like, how to communicate and until that person's ready to also communicate back. But for you to open up that line and just be like, hey, like, you can just let me know, like, it's okay if the other person's still processing that, but at least you have done what is within the realm of your control.
Yes,
to put it out there.
Absolutely. Like, I've never had sex with a virgin before. Like, so that, to me, that's an uncomfortable, well, especially now at this point in my life, but like, even when I was in my late teens, early 20s, like, that never interested me.
Yeah.
It's just a thing where, like, I don't want to be someone's first.
Right.
Like that, like, especially knowing, like,
the famous words of Vincent Chase, I don't want to be anyone's first and I don't want to be anyone's last.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, I've gotten more used to the idea.
I was just older. Quoting Vincent Chase.
But the first one, like, that's never been of interest to me. That's just an area where I've made sure to steer clear. But
we're not talking about, like, kids in high school.
Right.
You know, this, I feel like there's less significance of being the first, like, when you're older.
For sure. So, okay. So I was kind of a late bloomer, just being honest. Like, and I mean, not as late as this, but, like, when I was ready, like, I had already accepted in my mind that, like, the sort of expectation, like, you have growing up, like, especially the way it's portrayed in movies and, you know, being Asian, like, your parents not really ever coaching you or having a conversation with you throughout, you kind of, like, just you think things are going to be one way because of what you see is what is portrayed in movies and, you know, TV shows and, like, what you hear from your friends who living in Arkansas, like, with pretty conservative, like, religious-ish friends, like, you know, it can be kind of skewed. But then, like, I'd gotten to a point where I was like, you know, I am just, like, ready, and, like, I don't think, like, I'm not putting this first experience up on such, like, a pedestal anymore, like, Maze, what you were saying. Like, I think when you're younger, sometimes it can be a big deal, but...
Because it doesn't sound like this person has never dated anyone before.
Yeah.
Right? It's just they haven't had sex. So, like, I feel, I don't know. I mean, you let them kind of dictate where everything's going.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're looking for something more, like, active, then I think you have to kind of be clear about that and, like, put that out there. But if you like this person, if you want to keep seeing this person, and sex is not on the table yet because they haven't put it there, then you just kind of wait until they put it on the table and then you see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say with my experience. I was just like, yo, like, it was just with the person that I was, like, sort of kind of, like, having a flirty relationship. I was just like, look, like, I am a virgin, but don't be intimidated by that because, like, I don't have, like, these great expectations for, like, my first time or whatever, you know?
Yeah, you're not, like, you know, no Charles Dickens.
Yeah. Great expectations.
Literally.
I'm sorry.
Literally.
I don't know why that was so funny.
Dickens.
Stop. Oh my God. Dickens.
No, that's no good? Okay, I'll mute myself.
No, that was actually pretty funny. I'm just... That was a Zach moment. Quintessential Zach moment.
Hey, it was my joke!
But
you
threw the alley.
That was from both of us.
Yeah, it was like a teamwork thing. Like you threw up the lob and Zach dunked it, okay?
And then I got the ball back and I dunked it again and I dunked it again. Then we got a delay a game violation.
Yeah. Delay a game violation. All right. Yeah, so that was, I think, where our thoughts for that one. I think we did a pretty good job of addressing that. Next question. This is also anonymous for the love segment. We did a similar question earlier in quarantine, but it's still quarantine
weirdly enough.
Yeah. I'm wondering how you would recommend spicing things up with your partner while you can't see them because of quarantine. I just would like to know what the panel has like idea wise to recommend. Thanks in advance and keep up the good work. So I had a really good friend who was in a situation where his girlfriend had a like immune compromised roommate. So they like just couldn't see each other for a really long time. Like later the roommate ended up going home or something and they could like finally see each other. But it was like rough because, you know, when someone's health is on the line, even if it's not like either of your guys' health and it's like the people around you that you live with, it's just important to like keep those things in mind. And so what they did was like, besides like the usual like phone sex, the video chatting stuff, was they just tried to like stay connected by watching stuff together or like reading books together. And just, I mean, I know that sounds kind of corny now that I'm saying it out loud, but like,
it's
like, it's about just finding ways to like communicate and like stay connected and find new things to connect over when you can't do like experience real life like we normally would, which seems so far away and long ago, but not the point. You just have to sort of like, yeah, come up, like do what you can. And like, it's for them, it was a lot of like, you know, reading books together, like just we're going to both read up to this point and then we'll like discuss and share thoughts, etc. And it was like a really cool way that they were able to like stay intimate, like not just physically, but, you know, also like emotionally. And just like when you have conversations about sometimes, I mean, how many people that are in relationships where they can't see each other, like how often do you guys read books together? Like, I feel like it's not that common, right? Like, unless it just happens to be two people that are both really into reading. But I just thought that was like a really cute, like interesting way. It was like a thing that they wouldn't have done if they didn't have to be separated during quarantine.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, they can't see each other at all. They can't hang out outside with masks on and go for a walk or something.
Well, I mean, I think those are ideas that we could suggest. Like, yeah, like I think it can be like done, you know, just like you said, like put on masks, go for a walk 6 feet apart, maybe a few feet away from each other. It's doable, right? But I mean, I don't know how much that's like spicing things up as much as just like ways to be together in just like a weird world situation. Like, I don't have, you know, great answers. I just have just some ideas here and there.
Yeah, that's tough because, I mean, we were seeing each other anyway, but Aaron's roommate left for Florida in June and he still pays rent. But he's just like, I'm going to go be with my mom. I'm going to go. And he hasn't been back since. So like we like had a few months of him in the apartment, but like he wasn't immune compromised. Like we were all safe with with how we approached everything. So we didn't have to worry about that with him. But yet, like, I mean, in terms of like things to do. Yeah, I think you just got to get like super creative and like change your expectations to where something mundane.
Yeah.
Becomes something special, right? Yeah. Like reading a book together, like going for a masked walk or whatever. Like you, like I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah. And I also like, I'm a very active person. So like for me, like things that I would like to do with people are like, you know, we'd be like, hey, let's set fitness challenges for each other, you know, and just like that's another way I feel like if fitness is something you are into doing.
Fitness Charles Dickens in your mouth.
Dickens.
Just read Great Expectations together. That's a good call.
I just keep thinking about that one time when I suggested for people to go on like a walk together and Waz just like roasted me for like the rest of the segment. And I just can't stop laughing now. I'm sorry.
A walk?
Yeah, one time, I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, I think it was a question about like how if your partner wants to like get in better shape, like what is like a way to support them? I was like, like do 5Ks together, like sign up for a road race together. And Waz was like, that's just like the most Eden answer ever. Like, and I don't know. I just had a flashback. Miss you, Waz.
It's good to get your exercise if you're with your person because
sexercise
changes your mentality, you know?
It does. And exercise is good for everyone, though. Like mentally, if your body feels good, your mind is more likely to feel good.
Also showering, let me tell you.
Yeah.
New man.
I used to talk to everyone at the gym. My endorphins were kicking so much. It's like doing drugs.
Yeah, it's like being on coke. You just want to talk to everyone. Like when the endorphins.
What up, Skip?
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Hey, Colin.
At the gym.
How you doing, buddy? Keep that good radio show up.
Sometimes after a run, like at the park, back when I used to do those, it'd just be like wave at everyone on the way out of the parking lot.
Skip it, everyone.
Love that LeBron,
like a psychopath.
Love it, what? Buddy.
It's the runner's high. It's like, and then like by the time it wears off, I'm like, yo, I didn't know that person. Why was I like just like being so nice?
Even, what a dangerous decision to just start waving at strangers in a park.
Do it.
After you're too tired exercise. From running, you've already run. You're tired. You can't run as fast as you would if they started chasing you.
No, serial killer. I'm already in my car, okay?
Oh, my God.
It's like when you're endorphin high, it's like Jade said, it's like being on drugs, okay? You don't make like sound decisions. You're just going off the endorphin high.
The endorphin high.
That's just me.
Can you
start it? I think these people are probably they've probably done a lot of stuff already at this point. If they're, you know, a year into a COVID relationship, I mean, like, play games with each other. I don't know, like Words with Friends or something like that.
Yeah. Risk.
Risk. Could, risk it all, baby.
Spin the bottle.
You could like surprise each other with meals or I don't know, ooh, send them stuff, something like
that's
that, or some move. Food, or like cook them something and
move.
Send it to them.
Well, that's
send them dinner. Yeah.
Send them a coffee.
Or if you that'll both sign up for the same meal kit, y'all could cook meals together.
Sure.
Over like
It depends how much homework you guys want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's gonna get you some nudes sent. That's what that's gonna do.
Yeah. Work on your nudes.
Work
noodle.
On
noodle.
Right.
Noodles.
Here's a game. Paint my nude. You know what I mean?
Y'all.
Pick up painting.
Dangerous
paint yourself a nude picture of yourself and send that. Yes.
Better your nude for my nude. Right. Paint
that's
it.
That's spicy, all right.
That sounds like a nap.
Jade, I feel like
Snapchat.
The supply and demand of one person's nude versus the other person's nude.
Yeah.
It's going to be. Oh, yeah.
Aaron
I'm
going to
need
20. I don't think she's like, okay, I'm dying to paint your nude while I paint
her
nude.
I'm
going to
need 20. Like, I'm only giving half. You're only getting the top.
Okay, we're doing
if you do the Costanza pose.
Yes.
You
know.
Actually,
now we're talking.
Real sexy.
Yo, that is an epic George moment.
Yo. I'm getting 20. You're getting one, maybe. You know what I mean? Lost in the mail. All right, Zach, you got a read?
I do have a read. I'm so glad you asked that. I'm not filling time at all. As I pull up said read.
Fill a buster.
You were done, Edon?
Yep, totally. I was just, I think we did a great job of answering those love segment questions this week.
You're coming.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, send me questions.
Nudes. What?
A good one. Yeah. No, do not send
nudes. No, Jade, please take that on the podcast. Absolutely not.
Send questions. Yeah, there we go.
Speaking of questions, maybe you have questions for Maze, myself, Amin from a Cinephobe episode. Coming up this Thursday and every Thursday on Stereo, the Stereo app. We're gonna be hitting you with either pre-mailbag shows or Cinephobe shows. And this week, we are gonna get a chance to ask us exclusive questions about our review of Soul Man. Soul Man, which I was bullied into picking for Black History Month.
Yeah, you were bullied.
I was bullied, and I'll tell the story of how I was bullied on Stereo. But the Stereo app is a live social conversation app where you can be the co-host, you can be part of the conversation, or you can just simply listen. We've had some on the Bomb channel. Tom Haberstroh just did a live in-game commentary with Amin Al-Hassan. This coming Thursday, Amin and I will be talking about Soul Man on the Stereo app. You can go to stereo.com/talkhoops, stereo.com/DarthAmin. You sign up and make sure that we are the first show you listen to when you sign up. You get to like design an avatar. I gave myself a monocle. Trey gave himself a nose ring. Someone said he looked like Tupac. Like, you can send us actual audio questions.
I said he looked like Gandhi.
He did look like Gandhi with these weird glasses on.
Glasses with Gandhi with a nose ring.
Yeah, Gandhi with a nose ring. But you can send us voice questions. We'll take your questions. We're going to bring on as many questions as possible. You can hear us give you the ins and outs of recording that episode. And every Thursday, it's either going to be Count the Dings mailbag, or it's going to be either myself or Maze or Amin doing the Cinephobe one. But you can only do that on the Stereo app. Go to stereo.com/talkhoops, stereo.com/DarthAmin. Make sure you download it. Make sure you check it out and follow us. Get notifications for every time we go live. You got to do a Stereo.
Stereo.
Nice. Sounds stereo. Like fun.
I'm at Jaderamus, by the way. Jaderamus.
On Stereo?
On Stereo.
Okay.
I was going to do one next. I was trying to do one this week, but I got really swamped with work. But, by the way, new restricted area. That's what was swamping me. Not really swamping me, but I was just working on it. A long time because I was having so much fun. New restricted area with our good friend Jerry Ferrara came on to talk about the Knicks. They're back, baby. Right? Right, Zach? Oh, they're back, Jade.
I was muted. Oh, they're back. Jade, are you kidding me? These Knicks? Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
I got that song in at the end. It's so good. Our first episode where we have someone on the show as a guest, and turned out really well. Professional. So I keep saying this every week. The show is so professional. Next week also, I think I was going to do a Stereo app session for my pre-podcast class called The Fart of Podcasting. So Fart
of Podcasting,
Eden.
I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Fart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, it's cool though. I didn't get a chance to check out all of Tom and Amin's, but I listened to Amin and Trey's, and that was great. Yeah.
I posted that on Patreon for people interested. Get a check in on that. But it's intimate, you know? It's more intimate. It's like it's like a live thing. So
yeah, it's like it's our version of a live show right now.
Man, I was checking out pictures from the show we did at the Independent. Yesterday, I had a friend over here, and I was showing him all that stuff, man. Jeez. Feels like forever.
Great times. I know, it really does.
That was a fun one. All right, Maze. What do we have?
Okay, so, from It's My Doc in a Box at It's My Doc in a Box. Saw someone who saw Indian food in the cafeteria and says to the staff, "I don't think that's edible for the general public." Was this person white, black, or other?
Wait, hold on. Can you repeat the question? I'm processing. process. Like, I just need to hear it.
It's my dock in a box. Saw someone comment on the Indian food in the cafeteria and tell the staff, I don't think that's edible for the general public.
Oh, they were white.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore. If you go ahead and download the Stereo app, that's right. Go to stereo.com/Darth Amin and make sure you are linked and subscribe to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod, you can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth Amin, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app, you will find us and subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/Darth Amin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.